Joining us now on Front and Center is Ben Simmons-Telep with Reset. He's the program's manager with Reset, and we want him on to talk about Reset, about the 2016 Impact Challenge, all that's involved. Ben, welcome to Front and Center.
Thanks for having me.
First, let's begin by explaining to our audience, Ben, what is Reset?
Sure. So Reset, we're a nonprofit organization. We're located in the Parkville neighborhood of Hartford. And our mission is to advance the social enterprise sector. But what we really do is we offer a whole range of resources and supportive services for entrepreneurs, and specifically social entrepreneurs, which are businesses and entrepreneurs who are looking to use their businesses to create some sort of positive social or environmental impact in their communities. And so this can happen in a lot of different ways, but we provide resources which range from a co-working space, which is a place where entrepreneurs can come together and work in a shared office environment, collaborate, access each other's networks and kind of shared resources, as well as some of the other resources we offer are a business accelerator, which is a 5-month-long program designed to help businesses move forward and grow and scale quicker. We have the Impact Challenge, which I'll speak more about. And we also have a mentor network, which brings together a whole community of entrepreneurs, business professionals, service providers who share a lot of expertise about kind of the innovation space and entrepreneurship in general to support early stage companies grow. We have some other sorts of resources, which are like office hours where entrepreneurs can come in and sit down and speak on a pro bono basis with lawyers and accountants. It runs the gamut. And the Impact Challenge, which I'm going to speak to you specifically about, is a funding competition which is designed to award funding and kind of bring regional visibility to some of the most innovative and viable social ventures throughout New England.
All right, let's go in that direction, Ben. Explain to our audience, what is the 2016 Impact Challenge?
Absolutely. So the 2016 Impact Challenge is one of the biggest programs that Reset offers. And it's a business competition. And through it, we award funding to some of the top social ventures in the region. So again, these are ventures who are usually for-profit businesses, but are trying to create this extra level of impact in their communities. And so this year, we're going to be giving away $100,000. Now, this is unrestricted cash, basically, seed capital. And the prize pool consists of the seed capital as well as some professional in-kind services. And through the process, we also kind of put a lot of resources into generating PR for some of the honorees in the competition. So getting them, you know, connected with some of our partners and some of our network, as well as getting them connected with some, news outlets and other folks. And we also provide a lot of feedback to the competitors in the challenge. So there are different levels throughout the challenge, and at each level, we provide kind of expert feedback on their business model from some of the top startup experts in the area. So there's a lot involved with the challenge, but I think the highlight is that we're giving away a lot of money without a lot of strings attached to really help to grow social enterprise as well as support some of the most talented social enterprise startups around.
So is this just one winner of $100,000, or are you going to spread it out over several winners?
We do spread it out. So, for example, this past year, our prize pool was $75,000. So we've actually grown it from last year by $25,000. This past year, the top winner walked away with $20,000 cash plus about $5,000 in in-kind services. And then the next kind of level down from that, I think, was two winners, which won $10,000 plus you know, additional in-kind services. So we do break it up a little bit. We're hoping this year with the $25,000 increase in the prize pool that we're able to award significantly more money to the top prize winner.
Do you have to come from a particular region in order to apply for this?
Yes, that's right. So we are, in order to apply for the competition, you need to be either incorporated or hold significant operations in New England. So one of the New England states, you know, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, or Maine. That's kind of the first criteria. And then the other two criteria in order to apply are you need to be able to make a case that you that your business creates impact. So, you know, impact comes in a lot of different kind of contexts and ways. And so we encourage businesses to really think about how they're affecting their community, whether it's through their business model or their product or service is inherently impactful. And so that's kind of the second criteria. And the third criteria is they need to have made under $1 million in total revenue. So this is it is a competition geared towards startup businesses.
Give us a couple of examples of businesses that have a social impact.
Sure, sure. So I'll give a great example, which it was actually the top winner from last year, is a company called Fresh Farm Aquaponics. Now, Fresh Farm Aquaponics is a for-profit company. They're actually a benefit corporation. And they basically sell, they create these aquaponics systems. Now, aquaponics is a agriculture technology, basically, where you grow produce and fish in a kind of a closed-loop ecosystem so that the fish fertilize the plants and the root systems of the plants filter the water for the fish. Now, the result is a really high yield in terms of produce and food. You use a lot less water than a lot of other traditional agricultural sort of techniques. And you can kind of, you can have aquaponic systems indoors, and they're actually specializing in creating these vertical indoor aquaponic systems. Now, they have contracts all over the state of Connecticut at this point. They sell their systems, they service the systems, and they're actually looking to move into Hartford. They're looking for space in Hartford. So this is an example. It's a for-profit business, but they are their mission is to kind of create cities that feed themselves. So they're looking to kind of transform urban agriculture and introduce these vertical farming systems into cities which have issues with food security. So that's an example of kind of a for-profit business that has a very tangible mission involved.
That's a great example. Talking with Ben Simmons-Telep, he is Reset Programs Manager, and we're talking about Reset's 2016 Impact Challenge here on Front and Center. Ben, explain the application process. How involved is it?
Sure. So the application process, we have a couple different stages. So the level one, we call it, of the application process requires a written application. It's not super involved. It has six different sections with a few questions per section, but it really gets at the heart of your business model. So we're looking for whether or not your business model is viable if you've thought through your value proposition, if you've thought about who your customer segments are, whether or not you have some evidence of customer traction, and your impact. You know, we want you to really explain how you're creating impact and in what context and in what ways. And so that's the level one. So after we get all of the level one applications, which are due on June 1st, by the way, we kind of narrow the pool into, and we pass some of the ventures onto level two. Now, level two requires a 2-minute video pitch in addition to the application. And then from level two, we narrow it down to kind of, we call it an honoree pool. So last year we had 12 different honorees. And so the honorees are at that point required to deliver a pitch to a panel of judges. And based on that pitch and based on the other, you know, the application material that's already been submitted, the judges will select, you know, a top winner, a couple, you know, runners up, And that's how we divide up the money at the end. And this whole process culminates in an award ceremony. We call it the Impact Awards Night, which takes place in the past years. We've held it at the Society Room in downtown Hartford. And it's just a wonderful event where we get a chance to not only honor the folks who have won the money and the honorees in the competition, but celebrate social enterprise and the entire community, which is just growing rapidly around the sector and a lot of the work that Reset is doing with socially focused businesses.
Who makes up the panel of judges?
Great question. So in the past, we have had everyone from investors to past entrepreneurs to startup experts. We usually have a panel of about five to six judges. We like that they represent diverse, aspects of business. So it's important for us to have an investment perspective as well as, a successful entrepreneur to sit on that panel. We're also proud to be able to get these judges to give really valuable feedback. So part of the value of this competition is not just the money at the end, but to have, really high quality judges look at your business, evaluate your business model, kind of evaluate the impact that you're creating, and then give feedback, give suggestions. It's super important. And I know many of the past participants in this challenge have walked away with a kind of a portfolio of feedback, which they're able to use to strengthen their model.
The deadline, as you said, is June the 1st. How soon after June the 1st do the panel of judges meet?
So the panel of judges, this will happen toward the end of the summer, so around August. So June 1st is when the level one application closes, and then there's kind of about a two-month window for the level two businesses to submit their videos. And once the level two is kind of in, we have an honoree selection committee. These are also judges who come together and pick the 12 honorees. And then toward the end of the summer, so it'll happen sometime in September, is when the finalist judges will sit down and evaluate and select the winners. And the awards event is October 27th. And that is open to the public. It has a ticket price, but we welcome anyone who is interested in coming and getting a flavor for not only social enterprise in Connecticut and getting to see some of these inspirational winners, but just seeing what the startup scene is like. Because we do deal with lots of different entrepreneurs. Many of them make impact, but some of them are, tech startups and other folks who are just really in this ecosystem to kind of represent innovation and collaborate with one another.
And I want to get to that in just a moment. But again, when you get to level two, how long does the video have to be? What kind of pitch has to be made, so to speak?
Sure. So the video pitch, so it'll be a 2-minute video. We will send out kind of some questions which we would like to see answered to the folks who move on from level one. But it really is, it's a pretty standard pitch, explaining the problem, explaining your solution, introducing your team, giving some evidence of, displaying some evidence of customer traction. We'll provide kind of a rubric or a format for it, but it's not super complicated, and we definitely are not looking for expensive videos or, we don't want ventures to really put a lot of resources into creating something which kind of costs a lot of money and is kind of not necessary for the purposes of this competition.
And then when the contestants go before the panel of judges, how long is that presentation? Or as you said, it's also a Q&A?
Yeah, definitely a Q&A. So that's what we're really, we find most valuable. So the pitch will probably be 5 to 7 minutes, kind of a standard short investment pitch, basically. But the real value is the interaction which happens afterwards between the judges and the honorees. It's really a chance for the judges to get to ask questions, get to kind of poke some holes if they can in the model and really get a sense for which of these businesses is most qualified to take on the money, is going to have the most viable chance of growing a business and creating tangible impact.
This is great. And then the winners are announced at the Impact Awards Night in Hartford. Is that it?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So the winners are announced and given their winnings at this event in Hartford. It's awesome. We fill the room. I think last year we had just under 300 people. Right before the awards ceremony, we had a venture showcase where we had many of the honorees, but also some other businesses give pitches. And we had a kind of a really cool VIP audience with some investors and some other folks who came to watch the pitches. And then we did a panel discussion before the awards event, which featured some folks with, you know, some investors and some entrepreneurs talking about the future of social enterprise. And then the awards event took place. And it's honestly a wonderful opportunity to get a flavor for what's going on in Hartford, and just very inspirational to see some of these businesses and the great work that they're doing.
What is going on in Hartford, and what is the startup scene like? Explain that to our audience, Ben.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, the startup scene is growing rapidly. There are so many cool things happening, honestly, all over the state. You know, in Hartford specifically, we think of ourselves as being very involved in just the startup scene in general. Our focus is social enterprise, but our services the majority of our services are designed to serve entrepreneurs in general. So if you have a business idea, you can come to us, and we, chances are, have the resources or can connect you with resources which would be very helpful to the growth of your business. And so we, you know, in our co-working space, we get people all the time coming in with ideas, you know, at different stages. So folks who have just really early stage ideas and are looking for some advice or looking for a pathway to take the idea to the next level. And then we have people who are coming in with, you know, working products or prototypes, who are looking to expand their market share or connect with new customer segments. And then we have folks who come to us because they've taken on investment, or they're looking to take on investment, and they're looking for connections and help with their investor pitch. And so it's really wonderful to have this diversity in stage. It helps for kind of cross-pollination of ideas. It helps earlier stage entrepreneurs to get exposure to folks who are latter stage. And there's increasingly interest at all levels in entrepreneurship and pushing entrepreneurship here in the state of Connecticut. We're funded by a whole bunch of different entities, one of which is, it's really cool. I mean, we have funding from, you know, the private sector. One of our strategic partners, the Walker Group, funds us. We have funding from the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development. We have support from the Metro Hartford Alliance. And we're also we get funding from CT Next. And CT Next is this network of entrepreneurial partners all throughout the state of Connecticut, which are all doing different, they're running different initiatives, and they have different sorts of organizations which are all working to forward entrepreneurship in the state of Connecticut. They range from accelerators to competitions to incubators to co-working spaces. So there's a lot going on. It seems like there's always more going on. It's a fun place to be, and a great place to, you know, if you're looking to start a business or you're interested in learning more about what's going on, you know, come by, you know, come drop in at Reset, visit our co-working space. You know, meet some of the folks who are building cool businesses. It's a fun place to be.
Well, you know, this is very fascinating to me because we hear a lot about the challenges of doing business in Connecticut, particularly if you're a small business. But what you're telling me is that there are entrepreneurs out there who are willing to meet those challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's exciting to be in an area where these sorts of entrepreneurs who believe will come to for services and for support. We've been offering our formal programming for 3 years now, since 2013. And since then, we have seen an unbelievable shift in the pipeline of entrepreneurs coming to us. I mean, we have just more in general. So just the sheer quantity of folks coming through has increased dramatically. The types and diversity of businesses have increased. We've had folks who are at farther stages coming through. So people who have already been putting time and effort into their business and are really working with a concept which is much more tested. You know, they have revenue, they have customers. Those sorts of people are coming through. There are certainly these pockets, I think, throughout Connecticut, where there is a lot of activity, and I think sometimes they get overlooked. And I think there's a lot of upward momentum. There's a lot of resources out there. I think sometimes, you know, for someone starting a business, it's not readily apparent where these resources are or how to connect with these resources, but they are there, and it's exciting to be. You know, it sort of feels like a renaissance, especially here in Hartford. You know, it feels like a renaissance. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of enthusiasm, excitement. It's a very cool place to be.
Well, that's exciting to hear. And again, I want to emphasize, Ben, that Reset is there year round, not just for the 2016 Impact Challenge, right?
Absolutely. Yes, we are here year round. We have our doors are open, you know, for entrepreneurs who are making social impact and for entrepreneurs who are just, you know, looking to build a business and take an idea and you know, turn it into something more. Or folks who already have existing businesses that are looking to get connected with advisors, mentors, investors. We kind of, you know, we think of ourselves as ecosystem builders. And I, you know, the word ecosystem gets thrown around a lot in the space where we are, but it really, it has a powerful meaning, kind of this interaction of lots of diverse pieces to create something much more complex and greater. And I mean, don't quote me on that definition, but we see ourselves in the role of ecosystem builders. So we try to create a network which is valuable to the entrepreneurs that we're working with. So we connect with service, but you know, the corporate community in Hartford have been wonderful. We've created this mentor network where we're able to involve people, you know, some of these service providers and experts in helping to build some of these businesses. So it's exciting, and there's a lot of momentum, and our doors are always open. So feel free to come to us with an idea, come to us with a business. We'd be happy to support and do what we can to help you grow.
Ben, how does somebody get an application for the 2016 Impact Challenge?
Yeah, so our applications are open currently. You can go to our website, theimpactchallenge.org, or you could go to our normal Reset website, which is resetco.org. Either one, you can get to our application. It's an online application. We're holding some coaching sessions. So if you are interested in learning more about the competition before you apply, or you're interested in some coaching around how to write a good application, you can sign up online for one of those coaching sessions. Again, you can find those at theimpactchallenge.org.
Ben Simmons-Tellep, Reset Programs Manager, has been our guest on Front and Center. Ben, thanks very much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.